dreaming of what used to be, and think you have taken the wrong turn. You have to get over your fallacy and light the fire that made you burn. You are dreaming of what used to be, and think you have taken the wrong turn. You have to get over your fallacy and light the fire that made you burn.
You're listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative, and anything that kind of seeps into the edges of those pretty big genres going on. And tonight's show is, it's basically a pre-Infest rambling from me. I'm going to be listing the bands, I'm going to tell you about the events and other events around it, and just generally being extremely exciting. If you're new to the show or new to this kind of genre of music, Infest is a yearly industrial electronic music festival based here in Bradford, held at the university, but I'll be going through all the details of that later in the show. And yeah, that's it. Basically, you know, the usual roundup of things like clubs and gigs and events in the local area, mainly heavily biased towards Infest this time. And also, well, yeah, that's about it, really. A bunch of tunes and a bit of me nattering. That's the plan for the next hour, at least. Okay, well, I started the show there with Mind in a Box with what used to be, that's the Short Storm mix from the Short Storm CD single, originally just a promo, but that's actually been released as a single, so it's pretty darn good stuff. And I'm going to continue with one of the artists lined up for this year's Infest, a favourite of ours, Skin Job, with Beauty Is Your Toy.
Thank you.
Okay, you're still listening to Dark Simulation, brought to you by myself, Nigel. That was Ladytron. Fantastic stuff off their latest album, Velosphera, and that's a track called Burning Up. Before that, we had Ashbury Heights with Morningstar for a Black Car from the same-titled single, Morningstar for a Black Car. And I did actually get around to seeing them. I think I mentioned on the show a couple of times that they were playing Sheffield supporting Combi Christ, being label mates with Combi Christ. I got myself down to Sheffield to the Corporation a couple of weekends ago now, I think it was, and went and saw them. And for me, I'm a big fan of Ashbury Heights, and I really, really enjoyed them. They didn't go down perfectly with everyone. I think some people were expecting something a bit more thumping in the style of Combi Christ, but certainly I thought they were stand out. And Combi Christ went down fairly well as well. I don't think the sound from many other people reported that they didn't think the sound was up to scratch, not what it's previously been, so maybe they just had a bit of an off day, but certainly nice and active and bouncy again. And before that, we had Skin Job with Beauty Is Your Toy, who's currently doing the rounds at loads of festivals and gigs and will be out in a couple of weeks' time at Infest. I'll run down the Infest lineup in a bit, but basically I'm going to get myself there for the whole weekend. I'll be bouncing around, I'll be flyering, I'll be chatting to folk, I'll be trying to collar interviews with, well, as many bands who will sit down and talk to me, which is usually a few, because everyone's dead friendly there, so certainly the artists generally come out front and mingle with everyone else. So if you see me around, or if you think you see me around, I'll probably be the only one with Dark Assimilation flyers, so if you spot someone handing those out, that'll be me. So yeah, get yourself down to Infest, it's going to be loads of fun. Right. Okay, well, I'll run down the gigs, clubs, events, all that kind of stuff later. Maybe after this bunch of tunes, I think. I'm gonna go from the kind of EBM-y synth pop stuff I've been doing to something a bit louder and noisier. This is something from a compilation, I think I mentioned this a couple of shows ago, called Gears Gone Wild. It's presented by the American label, American band Cyanotic, and it's a load of stuff on their label and friends of theirs, and it's an absolutely stonking compilation. I think you can get it over to the UK, I think, for about $8 or $9. With the exchange rate, it is really good value, and there's lots of great stuff on there. So yes, this is a band called Breathe and Decay.
on, pretty, play with me. Bang your hood, play with me. My what big teeth I have. Better to mix fluids with. She, who eats the flesh, drinks the blood, caca in bed. Your plaything, soiled mess. Come on, puppy, let's play dead. I'm gonna paint hell red. Little respect's gone.
You are still listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was an absolute storming old classic from SITD, Snow Machinery, from years and years ago. Before that, we had Angel Spit with Paint Hell Red from their latest album, Blood Death Ivory. Before that, we had Breathe and Decay with a track called Alive Right Now. That's a roll call version from, as I was saying earlier, the Cyanotic Presents Gears Gone Wild. If you go to, if you just Google for Cyanotic or hunt out their record label, Bitright Records, you'll find information on that compilation. And dead good value, really, basically, when it comes down to it. Okay, right, time for gigs, clubs and events in the area. As you can guess, there's one major one, but I'll run down the other stuff going on around it as well, which, to be honest, I haven't found much. It's a bit of a quiet time of the year, but I'm guessing that's mainly because we're in the run-up to Infest, and also if you get as far as November, you've got things like Whitby and things like that, so it's a load of big stuff going on. So the regular stuff, as always, is this coming Saturday on the 16th of August, we have the Wendy House at Leeds Uni. Two big rooms of main big room, the Silas Bar at the Uni, of goth, alternative, cheesy stuff, all kinds of stuff gets played in that main room. And the Mutate Room with the harder dance, electronic, industrial stuff. That runs from 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. £5 on the door. More information at www.thewendyhouse.org. Also, is there stuff worth skipping past and telling you about? There's Black Sheep every Sunday at the Subculture in Leeds. That's free entry. That's a weekly night, and that's goth of all kinds with guest DJs. 7 p.m. till 11 p.m. More information at www.sheepish.net. So that's a nice place to chill out on a Sunday evening, and somewhere I mean to get down to far more often. Also worthy of note is we've had the last transmission. I think I mentioned it was the last transmission on the last show, and that was this last weekend. And it's changed. It's morphed. In fact, you could say it's kind of done a Doctor Who, where it's kind of transformed into a new kind of thing. However, this is a familiar new kind of thing. It's the Friday Flock is back, starting on Friday the 5th of September. It's the first Friday of the month, continuing in good old Friday Flock style. So, as you remember it from Down the Phono many years ago, but it's reoccurring in the Subculture in Leeds. So, similar format. It's £3 before 11, sliding scale of costs. So, the later you get there, the more it'll cost to get in. Goth of all kinds. Well, we'll just have to see if it's reinvigorated and packed and busy and loads of cool music again. I expect so, and more information about that can be found at www.fridayflock.net. There is likelihood to be some bands put on before various Friday Flocks. It's not guaranteed to happen on everyone, and I think November's the only one that's been announced so far, but I'll get to that nearer the time. But yeah, so occasional bands in advance, but Friday Flock is back, so fun, excitement all the way. Right, Infest. I've held off talking about this as long as possible. We have Infest on the following weekend, so not this coming weekend, but it's Friday the 22nd of August to the 24th, so that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I believe there's still tickets left, but presumably not many, because I believe it's been selling quite well. So that's at Bradford University Student Union, and 3 days worth of bands. We have on the Friday Corline, Snog and Grendel headlining. Doors on that day are 8 p.m. till 2 a.m. On Saturday we have Skin Job, who played earlier, Einsunder Blumen, 100 Blumen, I believe, Santa Hates You, Hermitage, 5FX and one headlining, and that's bands, well, I think doors are at 3, bands you normally start about an hour or two after that, so 4 or 5, through till about 2 in the morning again. And Sunday is doors open at 3 again, and on the website it said till 2 a.m, brackets TBC, so I don't quite know how long they've got a licence for. They're probably applying for a 2 a.m. licence and haven't heard back yet, so probably going to be 2 a.m. to all intents and purposes. And that's Deviant UK, Marsho, Tysik Ludder, Noise FX and Front 242, the miraculous Front 242. It's going to be great to see them. I haven't seen them live before myself. I don't think they played the UK in at least a decade. So yes, good to see Front 242 again. Tickets for Infest are £45, and more information can be found at www.infestuk.com. Now, clever ones amongst you will have noticed that there's a weekly event here in Bradford called Bad Moon Rising, and I haven't mentioned that yet. Now, I haven't just forgotten it. What's happened is Bad Moon Rising is doing a special for Infest Weekend. So it's doing the normal Bad Moon Rising at the Manville Arms on Thursday night. That's from 7pm till closing time. It's free entry, and it's kind of goth music in a pub, request-friendly DJs, all good stuff. But they're carrying on throughout the weekend, filling in the gaps. They're doing a warm-up session for Infest on Friday. So from, let me get the time straight, from 3pm till 8pm, so ready for doors opening at Infest, you've got the Bad Moon Rising warm-up session at the Manville Arms. On the Saturday, they're filling the gap from 12pm till 3pm, and on Sunday, they're filling the same gap, 12pm till 3pm. And they're even doing stuff on Monday, so after the tiringness of the weekend, you can go and chill out, and they're going from 12pm till, well, they haven't actually said when, probably until everyone buggers off home, but... So there you go, they're filling loads of gaps. So if you want somewhere to go whilst the student union isn't letting you in, you can either go to the terrace bar, or you can get yourself to Bad Moon Rising, which, if you're staying in the Wardley House halls, it's on your way. It's dead near, it's just opposite the university. So brilliant stuff. And the details are basically all these sessions have request-friendly DJs playing goth, EBM, industrial, post-punk, synth-pop, all kinds of stuff. Lunchtime and recovery sessions with food, including veggie and vegan options. So, brilliant stuff. If you want to get yourself along there, then, well, it's a good place to be. More the merrier for alternative-friendly venues. What else have we got? I think the only other thing I can find going on around in the next couple of weeks is on Monday, the 25th of August, we have Shadow Play in York at the Black Swan. That's 7:30 p.m. till 11 p.m. free entry, and more information can be found at community.livejournal.com/shadowplay_UK. Okay, right, I have waffled on for far too long. There is stuff and things happening, but you can know about that. I reckon more tunes. Let's see what I've got lined up. I must have something lined up. That's it. Here's some Rottersand.
Welcome to a land that knows goodbye. Welcome to a life. Goodbye.
heard there. Quite an interesting remix of iTunes by Bodycode, and that's the Complex Mind remix from Bodycode. Came, if you bought the two CD set, you got a remix CD, and that's off the second remix CD. And before that, we had Ross Sand with Dare to Live from, it's basically a remix album of Welcome to Goodbye, called Perspectives on Welcome to Goodbye. All very good stuff on there as well. And okay, right, well, basically I've run out of time like usual, but I do want to say, if you want to suggest bands for me to try and get interviews with at Infest, drop me a line. The usual mechanisms apply, so the easiest way is to either drop me an email at the BCB radio website, just go there and find the DAC Assimilation Show. You'll find the contact details for me there, or go to www.dacassimilation.org. That also has all contact details and set lists and things like that. That the same also applies if you're a promoter and you are involved in club nights and bands, things like that. If you've got gigs happening or releases you think we should know about and be playing on the show, drop me a line. Same mechanisms. I'm always happy to hear about new tunes and gigs and events and things like that. So that's it. Yes, run out of time tonight completely. I'm going to be so excited to bounce around Infest. No doubt see some of you there. And I'll be next on the air in a couple of weeks' time, probably still slightly broken from the weekend. I've had to book a few days off work just to make sure I'm okay. It's normally an exhausting weekend, loads of partying, loads of chanked folk, and loads of absolutely storming bands. So, yeah, get yourself down there. And I'll no doubt be waffling on about how good it was after the weekend. Anyway, I'm going to leave you tonight with The Birthday Massacre with a track called Play Dead, and I'll be back in a fortnight's time. So I hope you've enjoyed it, and see you in a couple of weeks.